Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 89. In some books it's entitled Krishna and Arjuna Retrieve the Brahmin's Son, and in other books it has a different title. Anyway, this is the chapter we're reading from. We're reading checks 3, 2, 7. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Saraswatim Vyasam. Tato Jayam Udirayat. Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavati Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Shloke. Bhaktir Bhavati Naistiki. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, one should first offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead, Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author, Srila Prabhupada, the translator and commentator, without whom we wouldn't understand hardly anything about Srimad Bhagavatam. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering service unto the pure devotees, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed in loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Hare Krishna. So text 3, we can chant together. Natasmai pravanam stotram chak. Together. Let's start again. We're going to chant together, okay? Natasmai pravanam stotram chakre sattva parikshaya tasmai chikrota bhagavan. Before reading the translation, I'll just remind you this is a new chapter. So this is the chapter where the sages are, once upon a time, the sages are all having a little katha, and they're inquiring who is the supreme deities, Vishnu, Shiva, or Brahma. And so they deputed Bhrigu Muni, who the acharyas say was not exactly enthusiastic about taking up this task. But because he was deputed by the sages, he took up the task to find out who among those three predominating deities is the supreme, is the most situated in the mode of goodness. So that's the background. So here's the translation to the text that we just chanted. To test how well Lord Brahma was situated in the mode of goodness, Bhrigu failed to bow down to him or glorify him with prayers. The Lord became angry at him, inflamed into a fury by his own passion. Text 4, we can chant also together. Sa'atmanyuditam manyum atma jayatmana prabhu ashishamadhyata vahim svayonya varitatma buhu. Though anger toward his son was now rising within his heart, Lord Brahma was able to subdue it by applying his intelligence. In the same way that fire is extinguished by its own product, water. So the purport by Srila Prabhupada's disciples. Lord Brahma is sometimes affected by his contact with the mode of passion. But because he is Adikavi, the firstborn and foremost learned scholar in the universe, when anger begins to disturb his mind, he can control it by means of discriminating self-examination. In this instance, he reminded himself that Bhrigu was his son. Thus, in this verse, Sukadeva Goswami draws the analogy that Brahma's own expansion, his son, served to put out his anger, just as water, which originally evolved from the elemental fire in the primeval creation, puts out a fire. Text 5, we can also read together. Tata kailasham agamat satvam devo maheshvaraha parirabhum samarebhya uttaya bracharam buddha. Bhrigu then went to Mount Kailas. There, Lord Shiva stood up and happily came forward to embrace his brother. Support? In Vedic civilization, it is considered very important to properly greet one's family members, especially when one has not seen them for a long time. A worthy son should show respect to his father. A younger brother should honor his older brother. And the older brother should show affection to his younger brother in turn. And we can chant this one responsively. Naicha tvam astyupataga. Naicha tvam astyupataga. Iti devas chukopaha. Iti devas chukopaha. Shulam udyam yatam hantum. Aribhe tigma lochanaha. Patitva padayor devi. Shantavyam ashatam gira. Ato jagama vaikuntam. Yatra devo janardanaha. Please chant. Naishyatvam astyupataka. Patita padayor devi. Shantavyam asatam gira. Ato jagama vaikuntam. Yatra devo janardana. Naishchatvam asyupataga. Iti devas chukopaha. Shulam udyamayam tantum. Arive tigmalochana. Patitva padayor devi. Ato jagama vaikuntam. Yatra devo janardana. Naitatvam asyupataka. Iti devas chukopaha. Shulam udyamayam tantum. Arive tigma lochana. Patitva patayor devi. Santavyam ashatam gira. Aho jagama vaikuntam. Yatra devo janardana. Vaishnavi. Naishchatvamasyupataga. Iti devas chukopaha. Jama Tim Tantu. Adi Pati Malochana. Patita Padayor Devi. Sankhayam Asastam Gira. Aho Jagama Vaikuntam. Yatra Devo Janardana. Naishchatvamasyupataga. Iti Devasyukopaha. Shulamudyamartam tantum. Arye bhe tigmalochana. Patipa padayor devi. Shantayam ashatam gira. Ato jagama vaikuntam. Yatra devo janardanaha. Na aichat. He did not desire this. The embrace. Tum, you. Asi, are. Utpattaga, a transgressor of the path of religion. Iti, so saying. Devaha, the Lord Shiva. Chukopaha, became angry. Shulam, his trident. Udyamya, raising. Tom, him, Brigu. Hantum, to kill. Aripe, was about. Tigma, fierce. Lochanaha, whose eyes. Patitva, falling. Padayor, at Lord Shiva's feet. Devi, the goddess Devi. Santavyam asa, sorry. Pacified. Tam, him. Gira, with words. Atau, then. Jagama, Brigu went. Vaikuntam, to the spiritual planet of Vaikunta. Yatra, where? Devaha Janardana. Lord Janardan, Vishnu, translation in purport by Srila Prabhupada's disciples. But Brigu refused his embrace. Remember, it was so long ago. Lord Shiva came. He stood up when Brigu came, and he was about to embrace Brigu. But Brigu refused his embrace, telling him, "You are a deviant heretic." Whoa. At this, Lord Shiva became angry, and his eyes burned ferociously. He raised his trident and was about to kill Brigu when Goddess Devi fell at his feet and spoke some words to pacify him. Brigu then left that place and went to Vaikuntha, where Lord Janardan resides. Purport. In Krishna, Srila Prabhupada writes, quote, "It is said that an offense can be committed either with the body, with the mind, or by speech. Brigu Muni's first offense committed toward Lord Brahma was an offense with his mind. His second offense, committed toward Lord Shiva by insulting him, criticizing him for his unclean habits, was an offense by speech. Because the quality of ignorance is prominent in Lord Shiva, when he heard Brigu's insult, his eyes immediately became red with anger. With uncontrollable rage, he took up his trident and prepared to kill Brigu Muni. At that time, Lord Shiva's wife, Parvati, was present. Her personality is a mixture of the three qualities, and therefore she is called Trigunamayi. In this case, she saved the situation by evoking Lord Shiva's quality of goodness." Unquote. Srila Jiva Goswami remarks that the Vaikuntha planet referred to here is Svetadvipa. Omagina Chimirandasya, Jinanjana, Salakaya, Chaksu, Umitam Jena, Tasmai, Sri Gurudeva Namaha. I was born in the darkness of ignorance. And Srila Prabhupada very kindly forced open my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. Hare Krishna. Beg for service to his lotus feet, life after life. So here in this chapter, on this section of the chapter, this chapter has a couple of stories in it. But in this section of the chapter, as I was reminding you in the beginning, it's the story of the sages. They're situated in some holy place discussing the topics of the absolute truth. And so what comes up is a discussion on who is the supreme of the three predominating deities, Vishnu, Shiva, or Brahma. So you'll have to stay tuned to class tomorrow to find out what happens when he goes to see Lord Vishnu, because it's quite amazing. But anyway, so far we have the experience of him visiting first Lord Shiva and making, as Prabhupada makes the comment, his offense was with his words. First he visits Lord Brahma, and he makes offense in his mind by not offering respects. And Lord Brahma is able to control his anger that arose in him quite suddenly. He's able to control it with his superior intelligence. When he visits Lord Shiva, however, his offense is even slightly greater because he verbally insults Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva becomes, as Prabhupada says here, he becomes overwhelmed. How does it? His eyes immediately become red with anger, and he has uncontrollable rage. And therefore, picking up his shula, his trident, he's about to kill Bhrigu. But Parvati, who has the mixture of the three modes, she evokes Lord Shiva's mode of goodness and saves the situation. So it's a very interesting pastime here. And as everything in Srimad Bhagavatam, but even here, these things are not to be taken out of context. We need to hear from the acharyas to hear the proper perspective and what actually is really going on. So we can't think for one nanosecond that Lord Shiva was actually about to kill Bhrigu for that insult. This is all a play, a leela of play, because Brahma and Shiva are actually participating in this leela to magnify the greatness of Lord Vishnu, who is not situated in Sudasattva, but not situated in Sattva Gun, but is situated in Sudasattva, transcendental, totally transcendental to the modes of nature. Interesting, though, how the sages had gathered together, and their inquiry was to find out who is the supreme. So similarly, here's a really thin thread of a bridge that I'm going to bridge it over to another subject. So similarly, the devotees are always searching for how the Lord will become, for the Lord in their heart, how the Lord will become manifest in their heart. And so we have these gatherings of kirtan retreats or association with devotees, and we try to take advantage of that situation, try to make the best of the situation, and have our heart's desire fulfilled. The heart's desire, what's the heart's desire? The heart's desire for every aspiring devotee is to actually develop their very strong relationship with the Lord. To be able to see and hear and feel and remember and glorify the Lord in their heart at every second. To have that presence so strong that nothing, no situation, no upheaval, obstacle will prevent one from being able to constantly remember, associate with, glorify with that strong presence of the Lord within the heart. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila 22, chapter 22, text 107, very famous verse, Lord Chaitanya is saying, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sabukaba Nai Shravanadi Sude Chitte Kare Udai. That pure love of Krishna that we're all searching for, that we're all wanting to have sprout in our heart and develop. That love of Krishna is eternally. It's not some other place. We don't get love of Krishna from some other place. It's eternally situated within the heart of all living entities. It's not something to be gained from another source. And when the heart is purified by what? Shravanadi. When the heart is purified by the process of hearing and chanting, then that love of Godhead can naturally awaken. And that's why, primarily, that's why we have these, that's why Srila Prabhupada established ISKCON. He mentions it so many times, especially in the Nectar of Instruction, how he established ISKCON to provide a facility for the devotees to come together and to hear and chant. And that by that process of sincere hearing and chanting, that love for Krishna will naturally develop within the heart. In Harinam Chintamani, I think, it says that bhakti is svatantra. She's independent. She comes, one can receive bhakti from a person who has bhakti. So we are all so fortunate to have come in contact with Srila Prabhupada, who's that receptacle of pure bhakti, and he's able to give it and have it sprout in the hearts of living entities, unsuspecting living entities. And what to speak of those sincere living entities who once have come in contact, or twice or whatever, when have come in contact with Srila Prabhupada, his words of devotees, who have heard from Prabhupada, etc., etc. How it expands exponentially from someone who's heard from Srila Prabhupada, they also have that potency. They also can develop it, but they also have that ability to plant the seed of Krishna prema in the hearts of other living entities. So Srila Prabhupada and the Acharyas have given us this glorious shining path of bhakti, and they've also given us the signposts, the guardrails, the instructions to keep us on the path, especially Nectar of Instruction. And especially Nectar of Instruction is particularly potent in that way, giving us the signposts how we can take most advantage of this opportunity and take and guard ourselves from being deviated, as was spoken a little bit about last night. We have to be careful about deviating. But we have these sturdy guardrails, just like on the road, when you go over a bridge, or when the road narrows, or when there's divided highway, there's these very sturdy guardrails, to hopefully protect those cars from jumping over into the wrong lanes. Anyway, so to keep us on the path. So when Dhruva Maharaj Prabhu was speaking on Saturday, he was speaking from also Nectar of Instruction. He was speaking from the 7th and 8th verse. And he mentioned what was one of his favorite lines in Srila Prabhupada's purport, in all of his purports. And I could understand from the line that he quoted about the process of remembering Krishna. By the process of remembering Krishna, then all of those shravanadis and all those steps of intensified remembrance come one after the other. And I could understand from that how, and aside from that, I could understand that how philosophically fixed he is, that was his most favorite line in Nectar of Instruction. For myself, Nectar of Instruction verse 3 in the purport, Srila Prabhupada's talking about how the process of bhakti is so potent that once having begun, Madan Mohan's smiling, once having begun, one is dragged to ultimate success. That's my favorite verse. Not so philosophically inclined as I am, but still, by the potency of bhakti, once having begun, one is dragged by the potency of bhakti, by the pure devotee, by the potency of bhakti, one is dragged to ultimate success. So in your mind, you can picture, and perhaps on this side of the room, they can picture what it's like to try to drag a screaming, kicking child who's not really wanting to come home now or stop playing now. And the force of their resistance is something to contend with. And it only works when they're like five or under. When they get six or above, it's a little harder. But anyway, the point is that if we, the point is how, that we don't want to go being dragged, kicking and screaming. That's the point I'm trying to enunciate. We want to go in a happy way, and that by the force of bhakti, by taking up the process, which the instructions are given, the tips are given, especially in that third verse. Remember that third verse? Utsahan nishtaya darya tat tat karma pravartana. Utsahan, with enthusiasm. If we go with enthusiasm, if we enthusiastically take up the process of hearing and chanting, and try to remember, especially over these past few days, we've gotten various very potent tips, potent encouragement on things that we could do to increase our concentration on the Lord, increase our process of bhakti. Who can remember something that Sachi Nandana Maharaj said in either one of his talks? What was one of the tips, Madhumati, that Sachi Nandana Maharaj gave us? You have to say it really loud because our... To put Krishna in the center. Sachi Nandana Maharaj said, if we put Krishna in the center of our heart, in the altar of our heart, then we'll get more from the kirtan. And I remember when I was hearing that, I was thinking how the karta goes, one, two, three, one, two, three. And so it's like my head goes, one, two, three. Push myself, my false ego off, and put Krishna back in. One, two, three. I have to do it again because by that, in one and two, I put my ego back on in the center of my altar. Go one, two, Krishna, Krishna. Anyway, something else that Maharaj said that we can remember, Ragatmikaji. With the service mood. With the intention of pleasing Krishna. We should come to the kirtan with the service mood, with the intention of pleasing Krishna. So we can take these little gems, take them home with us, and not just put them on the shelf and forget about them, but bring them out. Remember, apply them with what? With enthusiasm. Apply them with enthusiasm and see how that creeper of bhakti sprouts in our heart. Something else from Maharaj, Pran Govinda Prabhu. Thank you. He was saying that we should chant with sambandha. We shouldn't be shadow chanting. It should be with sambandha, with the relationship. I have that relationship. I have that relationship. I might not know what it is, but I have that relationship. And if I chant praying that Krishna, please enhance that relationship, please let me do things to please you, putting you in the center, then we'll get... will be more enlivened. Something, who can remember something from what Dhruva Maharaj Prabhu said on Sunday morning? Or actually, Sesha Prabhu started, right? Sesha was Friday. Okay, now you have to go way back. Okay, sorry, whatever day. Sesha Prabhu spoke. Oh. Whatever day, okay, well, I'm on Srimad Bhagavatam class. Srimad Bhagavatam was Saturday because it was Chaitanya Charitamrita, and he was saying how he had perfect verses. He had the perfect verses because it helped him go on to his topic. Sri Devi number two, because we have Sri Devi number one over there. Sri Devi number two. Oh, yes, Sesha Prabhu. He asked if we knew the difference between mantra and shloka. And so what did he say?
He said that mantra is coming down, that is unchangeable, and
shlokas
are the
mantras are coming down, just like Shruti. They're coming down. They're eternally. They're never changed. And the shlokas are smriti, the realizations of the Acharyas. Thank you for that. Anything else that you can remember from Sesha Prabhu's instructions or Madhumati? You probably gave him this tip. What tip? The importance of sound. Yeah, how sound, how you can break glass with sound. Have you ever met anybody who could break glass with their chanting? Or not chanting, but their opera singing? I haven't either. Okay, so Sesha Prabhu. Then, Drew, yes. Mm-hmm. Serving the Vaishnavas, chanting, that's two. Now you're stuck. What's the third one? Oh, Jiva Doi, yes, serving humanity. That compassion will come. That compassion will come if we do this properly. Anything else from Sesha's points? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, by sound we are conditioned, and by sound we can become liberated. So we need to associate with that sound that will liberate us, because otherwise that sound will just like he also gave an example. I think it was him. Sorry, gave the example of the silkworm who makes the cocoon, and by his own energy he actually kills himself. He entraps himself and then he dies within that cocoon. So our own energy, we might think, so as been stated many times, we're all in different places in our pursuits of Krishna consciousness. But that sincerity of the heart, the desire, we need to fan that. We can't become complacent. We can't think, okay, I made it, I'm initiated, I'm a this, I'm a that, or maybe one might think, I'm not going to get initiated, I'm okay without it, or whatever the thing. Just we have to fan the spark of the desire to make progress in this life. Our life is so short. It's so short. It comes to the end so quickly. We can all of the gray-haired people in here can think back so clearly when they were younger. And it was just yesterday when I thought I had plenty of time left. It was just yesterday. And now that clock is ticking and the grains of sand in the hourglass of my life, there's not many left on the top. They're mostly all on the bottom. They're mostly all past. So many years dead I've passed. So what we have left, take it and utilize it to the best of our ability. And that sincerity, that's what we need. That's what we need. We don't need the mind might think, I need the perfect situation. I need a better, household situation. I need a different work situation. I need a different child. I need a different, whatever we might think that we might need, different, a car, whatever. That's not what we need. We need to take advantage of where we're at, and we can do that, and sincerely make endeavor. And Krishna, who's situated within the heart, he'll hear that. There's that prayer, Shrija Panishad, we quote towards the end of Shrija Panishad. Vahir Anila Amritam. Oh my Lord, please remember all that I've done for you. Is that what I wanted to say? Because anyway, what's the one of those last verses of Shrija Panishad, please? Vayur Anilam Amritam Andedam Basmantam Sariram Om Krito Smarakritam Smarakrito Smarakritam Smarak. Please remember all that I have done for you and please take away the obstacles. Krishna's there, he's guiding us. Please, that's the one I wanted. Please lead me on the path to reach you. That's the one that I wanted. Please lead me on the path to reach you. He wants us to reach him. And he's going to lead us. But we can't be that little toddler kicking and screaming, trying to go in the other direction while being pulled in this direction. Anyway, so back to Nectar of Instruction, verse 3. So enthusiasm is very, very important, but it has to be tempered with what? And determination. And patience, darya, patience, intelligence, enthusiasm has to be. So one implies there. Sorry, I don't need to yell. Sorry. One applies their intelligence cool-headedly and calmly, but one also has to have darya, patience, because it's. Prabhupada says, Bhagavad Gita purport, 7th chapter. It's a long road. It's a long road from the beginning of, you know, karmakanda. Actually, I don't know if he says karmakanda, but anyway, from karmakanda to bhakti yoga, it's a long road. And Lord Brahma, he also says in his Brahma Samhita, it's one makes progress step by step. Step by step, one makes progress. So we can do that. We have this, we've been given this precious jewel. And the goal of bhakti is such a high, elevated, exalted goal. And where are we? And what's our ability to control our mind? What's my ability to control my mind for 1 second? It's an impossible task. But somehow or other, it's by Krishna's kind shower of mercy. It's possible because he's not looking at the qualifications, the external qualifications, what you've accomplished. What's the qualification to get in Vaikuntha? What have you accomplished, Ishan? Have you done this? Have you done that? Have you done that? No, that sincerity of the heart. That's what he's looking for. And that's what he sees. And that's what he's pulling out of each one of us. So that's what we need to do in our association with each other. We need to pull that out of others. And then our association will be so enlivening. And so we'll be able to apply our intelligence, and we'll be patient, and we'll be enthusiastic, and easily able to give up the association of persons who are not interested in this thing. Easy. And not just the persons, but the sound vibration of that, of the material world, which is constantly trying to erode that determination. Did we cover everybody's class? 1 second, okay. Did you have any other points that you wanted to remember through this, your experience over these last few days, Vrgatmika Prabhu? Okay.
The result of attentive or focused kirtan is that you want to make a change in your behavior, in your own sadhana or behavior. It's like you can see the ananartha, you want to work on that.
Thank you. And that reminds me of one other thing that Dhruva Maharaj Prabhu said, whatever day he said it. How in his, he felt in his journey in Krishna consciousness, the thing that helped him the most was his increase in chanting of his rounds. So we could take that. We could take that instruction. It's not an instruction, but we could take that tip. Because Prabhupada always would say in our initiation letters or whatever, he would always say, minimum, chant minimum 16 rounds. So you might think, oh, it's so hard to chant even what I'm doing, whether it's less than that or that amount, so hard. But if we can just add one, maybe that's something you'd like to take with you from this association. Just add one extra round. It's so easy to do that. You won't even notice. You won't even notice it. I personally remember in 55th Street in New York, one Kartik came along, and it was Tridas Prabhu was giving the announcements, and he was saying how auspicious Kartik was and how auspicious it was to increase your hearing and chanting. And he encouraged everybody, increase your hearing and chanting by one round. It's so easy. And then so you chant one extra round for a month, and then at the end of the month, you forget to stop chanting it. You just keep chanting. You just add it on. Just add one. If you'd like to, you could do that. Just add one on. And then next year, you can add one more on. And it's a wedge. Vaisheshika Prabhu, he often encourages people to wedge in as much Krishna consciousness in your life as you can. So in case you're not exactly certain what a wedge is, it's really skinny on one end and fatter on the other end. So that another way you could say, go in like a needle and out like a plow. But anyway, that's a little scary. But if a wedge, it's not so scary. It's just add a little bit of Krishna consciousness to your life. And gradually you'll see that it increases. And the time that we have, quote unquote, extra, decreases. And then you actually start lamenting, oh, there's not enough time to do, read the Chaitanya Charitamrita and do this and do that and attend all the kirtans and go to all the classes and go to everything. You know, there's not enough time. Lord Brahma thinks that too. But anyway, if we wedge in as much Krishna consciousness in our life, then our life is successful. And if we can add something into our daily practice, something that we've garnered from this association, add it in and apply it to our life, we'll all be greatly benefited. Does any Pran Govinda Prabhu, sorry.
That which put Krishna in the center, mm-hmm. and then he said, that's humility. And then yesterday, Mataji was reading Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, just the other side was so sweet. She read that when I put myself in the center, that is called pratistha.
Hmm.
And I just saw myself, I was like, wow. That's what I was going back and forth. That was very nice.
Thank you. Ishan Prabhu? Hold on. Patience. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Yes, it is the same point I think that Pran Govinda made. We were being warned. You know, people are learning how to be a virtuoso drummer, or people are learning to be very musical and learn very intricate melodies, and all with a desire, with that little desire to be adored, to have to get the adoration of others, the admiration of others. And that's our disease. We want to be Krishna. We want to be in the center. And what you were just saying, put Krishna in the center, it's 180 degrees. And I want to ask you a question. Can I ask you a question? Or is it more on the topic of
this? You can ask.
You made this point that forcefully, that love of Krishna is not something that we have to get from somewhere else, but it's inherently in us. It's simply being at the moment. It's not manifesting in a nice way. And you gave a reference. I want that reference.
Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 22, text 107. 22nd chapter of Madhya Lila. 22, 107. Vrgatmika Prabhu? Before I forget, hold yours, can you remember? The point Ishan Prabhu was making about the desire, perhaps there's a desire in a person's heart when they're learning Madanga or two or whatever for a little bit of fame or whatever. Even that there, it shouldn't be fanned, but the desire, but one should still go about doing that service, because Krishna will take that other thing away as one engages in devotional service. So we're all engaging in devotional service with mixed motives, not just this not just kirtaniyas or whatever. We are all have mixed motives, but we engage in Krishna's service, and he'll take those undesirable elements away.
But we should try.
We should try. It is not, yes, I agree. And also your point from the other day, it's not a mechanical process. We have to make our endeavor. Okay, Ragamika.
I have a question about the class. The word offense was used in regards to Bhrigu Muni approaching Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Do we hear about the reactions for such offense against the Vaishnava in this past time?
Bhrigu, did he get a reaction?
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
That's not described, at least here in the Bhagavatam. Mm-hmm. In Srila Prabhupada in Krishna book at the end, he says that Bhrigu was a great Brahmin. He was doing his duty somehow or other. That detail, I'm not sure. Sorry, but I see a hand over here. So, Prime Govinda. Oh, you want it? Go ahead, please.
No, I don't. I have a comment. Talking about, again, what Ishan Prabhu had said about the warning.
Yes.
One of the things that I heard in one of the classes, I was so impressed by when Radhika was speaking. It was night before last I was listening. And both she and Madhava, I mean, they do travel around the world and talk about fame. People come, like anything, to be part of those kirtans. And yet both of them, and especially because she was speaking more, so much stressing the basics. The basics. You have to chant your rounds, you know, do all these things. Even if we get up late because we can't keep up our schedule traveling from one country to another and getting up at their time. When we get up, we sing the samsara prayers, do things like that. I was so impressed. And then he was speaking, and he gave the example of Ayendra. One devotee said to him, a young brahmachari, japa is not the yuga dharma. Kirtan is the yuga dharma. And Ayendra was very heavy with him. He said, because I chant 6 people around or more, that's why my kirtan is potent.
Jai. Thanks. Do you have something about that Bhrigu Muni? Yeah, thanks.
In Chaitanya Charitamrita chapter 5, Adinila, 36 and 203, Srila Prabhupada says that one who is interested to know in details 10th canto must eat Goswami Tikkun. I was told that Sanatana
Goswami
is translating. I have those volumes in Sanskrit, but not in English.
Thank you.
I was tracing about it that Bhrigu Muni actually he went back to the Kapaloka after the whole incident over. And he lamented and regretted and cried and delivered all those sages. They all became advanced.
Yes. Yeah.
So Krishna created the whole apostle that
yeah.
he will purify.
Yeah.
And Prabhupada also mentioned that, according to Sridhar Maharaj, that he was not actually Vaishnava. Yes. He was the first class Brahman.
Bhrigu.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
it's there.
And he transformed. So through him, Krishna actually delivered thousands and thousands of other lives.
Thank you. There's quite a few hands. I'll try. Sri Devi, here.
Thank you, Ragatmika, for an enlivening lecture.
Ragatmika is very enlivening.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nanda.
That's all right. You spoke, what you spoke is the truth. Go ahead.
All of you are so much in my mind and heart. That's my excuse. So, thank you, Nanda Devi. The point I was trying to make was what I liked very much what you said, you know, just add one. Just add one. And my Guru Maharaj says that real chanting, and I don't know if he was quoting Srila Prabhupada, maybe, I don't remember that part, but I know my Guru Maharaj said this. He said that real chanting begins with the 17th round. Because if you're just getting by, you know, doing the bare minimum, you know, just doing the bare minimum, even in the workplace, you know, I just do bare minimum. I just do exactly what needs to be done. I'll never get promoted. The boss is going to say, oh, that's my average worker. He's not outstanding. Mm. He's not trying very. No, I just do the bare minimum. How am I impressing Krishna that I really want him? Mm.
Thank you. Shri Krishna Prabhu?
I thought I heard that when Bhrigu kicked Lord Vishnu, the Brahmanas lost the faith of Mahalakshmi.
Yeah, it's there in the story. But we haven't got there yet, so you can't talk about that.
Also, you were talking about the hair is getting gray and time is short. Time is very short. But the process is long drawn out. So it seems and one has to exhibit patience. But that patience may have to be accelerated also.
Thanks for the reminder on that, because that's the determination that one needs. Bhagavad Gita explains that the yogi needs, we need determination to progress on this path of bhuti yoga, Krishna consciousness. But that determination needs to be so strong that just in case there's another life, that determination carries over into the next life also, so that one continues to make progress. Ishan Prabhu, did you have another comment? Okay, I think I will stop after this.
I was excited by the subject matter because Bhrigu Muni first approached Lord Brahma and then Lord Shiva. But the difference was that Lord Brahma, he had the ability to check himself from the influence of the lower mode and act in the higher mode.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is the difference. We say, I'm not this body, I'm not this mind. To act on the level, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that the happiness quality of sattva gun actually emanates from the soul itself. Mm-hmm. I have that quote at home in my computer. That to bring forth this quality, give us the ability to know that I am not these lower things, and to be able to discriminate, it's so essential for us to come to that point and cultivate that. That's where the patience comes from. The patience, the determination, or the enthusiasm, all coming out of goodness, our qualities of the soul leaking through. And then we can have the discrimination when the lower mode hits us, not that it's not happening to me, but I can, there's my friend anger. We wave and let it go by. There's my friend lust. We can discriminate and let it go by. And Srila Prabhupada says eventually the fan blades will stop turning.
Yeah.
So we have to be, that's for the patients you were talking about, that's like that.
Thank you very much for your kind attention. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thanks for participating in this nice kirtan retreat. Yagya. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Hari Nam Prabhu ki jai. Gaur Premanandi.